Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We all have trouble admitting the truth sometimes. Who put the artichoke leaves down the disposal?
Wasn't me.
And who tracked in dirt on the carpet?
Wasn't me.
Who left the hose on in the backyard?
Wasn't me.
We know it wasn't your fault, but now it's got to be cleaned up. And who's going to help you more than Lou? You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini's taking your calls till 10. So give him a call, take notes, and blame the dog. Here he is now, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Mr. Bombastic, really fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic.
Welcome in House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. This hour of our show is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services, by ChevyDriveChicago.com, and by our friends over at Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. Lindsay in the producer's booth answering phones and talking to people and saying all kinds of stuff. Fergie pushing all the buttons. We got Maple on news and Joe Brand on sports. We're ready for another Saturday of helping you with anything and everything that you have going on in and around your home. We actually have a Noodle Loo 2 for you this morning that is for your cucina, your little kitchen. And I think you're going to like it, and I think you're also going to like why it was created. And then keeping with the food theme, a little bit later on this morning, your Chicagoland, this is the Automobile Trade Association, the dealers and everybody, 110 Chicagoland new car dealers are firing up their grills to host the USO barbecue for the troops fundraisers. This is a partnership by the Automobile Trade Association and the area's new car dealer associations and the USO of Illinois. This is the seventh consecutive year that they're doing this, and it's today, right, Lindsay? It's today, that barbecue that's going on, it's today, right? The USO barbecue, that's happening today, right?
Yes, that's happening today.
Right, so we're going to talk to J.C. Phelan, who's the president of Jack Phelan Chevrolet and Jack Phelan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, a little bit later on to learn about why you should be going to the car dealer, get a little barbecue, and maybe buy a car. Seems like a good combination to me, right? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning to you. I know you're just put something in your mouth. I'll take the call.
Hello.
Here. Let's go to Crown Point, where Wally is on the line. Wally, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How can I help you?
Chipmunks. They're killing me, man.
I've got the solution for you, Wally. I was talking to Dave Ennett about this yesterday at the WGN block party, which I have a funny story about. You have a pen or a pencil ready?
I do, sir.
Bon-Eyed, Mole Max, Sonic Spike. Bon-Eyed.
The second part, Monax?
Mole, M-O-L-E.
Okay.
Max, like my son. Sonic Spike.
Got it.
Now, this is a spike. They've got a couple of them. One you can put batteries in. That's the one I use. And one is the solar powered. You're going to stick it in the ground where you have the chipmunks. And it's going to make... I'll do a little rejoin later. And I won't make you do it, but we'll play it later. It makes a little sound like a chipmunk in distress. Lindsay, there's an amazing chipmunk in distress. It's like... I'm actually thinking I'm going to call that America's Got Talent. I think Simon, what's his name, would really like you. That look on his face he gets when he doesn't quite know what to do, that's the look you would get. Okay, so anyway, what you're going to do, Wally, you're going to put this in the ground, and it covers an area about 30 feet. You're going to be amazed. I think it's the I'm usually not a fan of these electronic things because I have, over the years, with different products that have come out, it seems like they work initially. But then once the rodent gets used to it, then they're like, oh, whatever. I know what that sound is. It doesn't bother me. But I think the fact that it buries in the ground and it muffles it a little bit, it really confuses them. I've had one in my backyard where I had terrible problems with chipmunks. They haven't come back. It's probably 3 years now.
How many did you have to buy? I mean,
I bought one.
One.
But I only, the area, it was just one. And I live in, you know, I live in the city, so my backyard's small. But again, it covers a 30-foot area. And the area where I was having a problem with the chipmunks, I just put it down in there and they were done.
Yeah, I probably have to buy about three or four of them, I think.
Well, do this. Buy a couple of them, spread them out about 30 feet, put them in the ground. You won't hear it, and see what happens. And if you like it, then you can buy more.
Yeah. Where do you recommend getting them?
At Ace. You can get them at Ace.
Okay.
They got them in stock.
Sounds good, Luke. Thank you so much.
You're a good man, Wally. I appreciate you calling this morning. We've got open phone lines this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you've got anything going on around your home that you need help with, pick up the phone and give us a call on this beautiful day. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
There's a jillion chipmunks all over the place.
And he's taking your calls.
There is a product called Molmax Sonic Spike. You're going to drive this into the lawn, and it makes a chatter sound under the ground that makes it sound like a chipmunk in distress. Actually, Lindsay does a great impersonation. Could you do it? That's actually pretty good.
Wow, I officially annoy myself. Now back to your host, and lucky for you, it's not me. It's Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
We get it almost every night.
Dork.
And when that moon gets big and bright.
Set me up.
Set you up. It's a really good chipmunk, though.
Oh, well. Thanks, I guess.
This is the best song. Here we go. Music like this anymore. Okay, so I'm at the WGN block party yesterday in Naperville, and there were all these, and WGN Radio was out there as well. I got to do my Lou's First Call on the Steve Cochran Show out there, and then I met all these listeners and people that watch me on Channel 9 on Fridays, and it was really nice. We were doing a bunch of, you know, photographs with people, and there was a, Lindsay, there was a group of women and men doing Pilates in the street. And I said, oh, I'm going to do some Pilates. And so I roll out a mat and I lie down on the ground. I don't know if this made the show or not, but I was there and I was doing the Pilates with the group. And then Sarah Gindra came over and I hoisted her up on my legs like, you know, like you do like airplane with a kid.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm dead serious. I did it. I don't know if there's a video that exists. There were cameras there, and we did like a little helicopter because she's always in the helicopter. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you can lift me up. And I just lifted her up. I was on the ground holding her up.
You guys played Airplane. I did that with my 3-year-old.
Right. But I did it with an adult on the ground. But so then I'm doing that, and I'm meeting all these people. And as I'm leaving, I got my little bag of goodies. You know, I was actually talking about mosquitoes. This woman runs up to me. I'm literally almost like on the, there's like a cute little bridge over the river right where this was. I mean, it's actually like this bridge, you want to, if you live in Naperville and you have like a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever, go on this bridge and make out because it's really cute right over the river. It's just super quaint. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to kiss, I'm going to have my wife here and I want to kiss her on this bridge. So she runs up to me. I just want to tell you. I go, hi. You know, like I thought she wanted to say a picture or whatever. She goes, you helped me save my deck. Thank you so much. I go, that's great. And then she just walks away. That was it. I thought that was great, but it is the best. Feeling to do that, to help people and know that, you know, you make a difference. So I'm happy for that, and I'm happy to do this every Saturday. I can't even imagine that I've been doing this as long as I've been doing it, and I just get super excited to show up here every Saturday morning. I really do.
I agree. I know that you do, and I.
It's great. It's great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jim is in Antioch. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
We moved into a house that's about 17 years old, and it has a finished basement with a drop ceiling, and some of the tiles are stained, and most of them are a little discolored. So is it okay to spray paint those ceiling tiles?
Are you going to take them out?
Yeah, take them down and then spray paint them and put them back.
And are they fiberglass, or are they kind of a fibrous material?
I think they're probably more of the fibrous material.
Yeah.
They're a little bit fragile.
Right. Right. Okay. So here's the one thing, Jim, I'll tell you, is this spray paint could work, but spray paint wouldn't be the best choice to, because you'd have to use a lot of it, because that material is going to absorb a lot of paint. What are we going to do? Are we going to, are you going to just paint them white?
That's what I was going to do, yes.
Yeah. I would just buy a gallon of, like, a paint and primer in one, you know, and get a small roller, like one of these small 4-inch or 6-inch rollers with a little rolling pan. Gently take them out, set them up on a little work table or horses, and roll them. Because okay. Then you'll get, and that you'll probably end up doing in one coat, because you're white on white. If there's some severe staining, you may want to hit it with a little stain-killing primer, because that might bleed through, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that way, you put that on there, it's a thick enough coat, it will last. Spray paint, you'll get it all over the place, and it just won't cover, because it's such a thin layer.
Okay.
And I think you'll get better results.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, you got it, Jim. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And I think do you want us to take a quick break? You want to take a call? What would you like to do, producer extraordinaire? She's looking. What do you want to do? Break, call, you tell me.
Hey, why don't we take our friend Steve in Naperville?
Okay.
He's making out on the bridge right now, but
he Steve,
might be ready.
Steve's in Naperville. Hey, Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Thanks, Lou. Hey, happy wife, happy life. You got to help me, buddy.
Okay.
We have a concrete deck in the back that's 18 by 16 in good shape. It's not sunk at all. And she wants a wooden deck. I don't know if I could just get some pier supports and just put a deck on top of it. What are your thoughts?
Okay, you have a concrete patio, and it's sound or it's sinking. Give me a little more detail about this.
Sure. It's very sound. It's level. It's not sinking. She just wants a wooden deck out there.
She wants a wooden deck. And what is the relationship to that patio and the door that you come out on? Is there a step?
There's one step. It's approximately about 12 inches.
Okay. And then what's the house? Is it sided? Is it brick? I mean, if I put a deck on there, will the deck be higher than the –
No, it'll be flush with the entrance to the sliding glass doors.
Okay. I mean, so you could have basically panels. Well, there's a couple ways to go here, right? There's decking panels that you could place that click together that almost look like a parquet floor, but it can be used outside, that they use it on roof decks that you could put right over the existing patio. That would only raise up the floor probably maybe 2 inches or so, but the water would drain and it would look really nice. You could do a porcelain tile that is a free-floating system, these large porcelain tiles that can be installed over the top of this thing to change that look, to really kind of dress it up and not be a deck, but be these large exterior porcelain tiles. I actually did this exact same thing on the front porch of our house in Chicago, and it looks fantastic. If you were going to do a deck, you know, you would just put it up on sleepers, but you're at the will of this patio moving. So if the patio moves... if you were going to do a deck and have it built, I would do it in sections. So if there was ever an issue with something sinking, you could take up a section and get under there and, you know, lift it back up a little bit.
Okay, that's fantastic. You saved me from having to take it out.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it, but you just got to plan for the future. As far as if there was any issues, you don't want to have to take up the whole thing and then have to, you know, fix it all up. If you do that, you know, it should work out just fine. I appreciate your calling, and I appreciate you all listening to House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You know, I was listening to that House Smarts minute, and it was talking about grills and the word hibachi. Hibachi is one of those words you don't say all the time, and it just makes me happy when you say hibachi, and it makes you smile. Like, say the word.
Hibachi.
See? Well, no, you didn't. You purposely didn't do that.
Maple, what do you mean?
Maple, say hibachi. But see, don't you end up smiling when you say it?
Maybe it's because it's chi. Or so, like, you kind of have to.
Yeah. So, so it's just one of those words that you don't say a lot and it makes you happy. So here's the thing. When
Hibachi.
You're taking a picture with... Joe.
Was
Joe,
that? Joe. I was smiling, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I could
you know,
sense
Joe,
it.
When they do, Joe, when they do the live action movie, the remake of like Winnie the Pooh, I think you should audition for Eeyore.
Yes.
Okay. Hibachi.
Yes.
Okay. Hibachi. So anyway, Hibachi. When you're standing taking a picture, like a group of your friends, Maple, and you're there with your friends, mm-hmm. and okay, everybody say, what do you guys say?
Cheese.
Really? Lindsay?
I know.
What do you say? Everybody's together. What do you say?
Everybody. Cheese.
Cheese.
Joe?
We say hibachi.
I knew it. Hibachi. That's going to be going forward.
Okay, I'm going to change it because at our family, we say whiskey.
Oh, that seems like something
whiskey. Because whiskey, if you really do it, whiskey. Oh. And so then you look whiskey. See the smile on
I
my
do.
Face? Okay, now watch. Hibachi. Hibachi works too. It's the E at the end. So now, when you're, I want you all to do this, and everyone listening, if you're taking a family photo with a group of people, it doesn't have to be a family photo, it could be a bunch of friends. You're out at a restaurant. You know, you'll be at a restaurant at a table, you're like, oh, we got to get a picture, and you go to the waiter or waitress. Can you take a picture? Mm-hmm. I want you to turn to your friends and say, what do we say? Everybody say, Hibachi! And then watch how great the picture looks.
How does your family not say Manfredini?
Oh, that's good.
No, yeah.
Well, because it's a lot, and then if people take that, you know, whiskey's quick, you know, and I'll, if they get you on the fra or the E, it's not there, or the D, you know, it's got to be short, especially with the... So, here it is. Hibachi on your next picture, and when it looks fantastic, you're welcome.
We need to get this trending on Twitter.
Me and the alligator.
Try and get that cleaned up as best you can, and then carefully take the other four, pop, 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 all four in, and look at you. If you want, I can get you a little side work as a flooring installer.
Now back to your host. He's taking your calls right here, right now.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny, right? That's funny.
Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio. Well, she was an American girl.
Raised up in promises. She couldn't ever. Welcome back. Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Always nice to be with you on Saturday mornings. Paul is calling all the way from Connecticut. Hello, Paul. You are on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm visiting my son and family in Southington, Connecticut, and the guest shower drips for every 4 seconds, 24/7. It's driving me crazy.
Ooh. Okay. First off, this is your son?
This is my son, yes.
Okay, so tell your son that after you leave and you come back home, tell him he can listen to House Smarts Radio on WABC in New York in the mornings. 7 a.m.
All right, I will tell him that.
So now tell me about this shower valve. Is it a single handle, double handle? What do we got?
It's a single handle, but there's no nut or set screw or anything. It's complete. It's completely without anything that looks like I can pull it off the wall with.
All right, and it's a single handle. Do we? When you're holding the handle, if you feel with your hand, there's no little set screw underneath there for the handle to come off?
No, there's not. No, sir, not one.
You don't know the maker of this, do you?
I have no idea, and I thought I'd call you before I went MacGyver on it.
Yeah. I don't want you to. I'll tell you what. Are you calling on? Hey, Lindsay. Can I ask you a question, Lindsay? On our, on our WGN, when you take the text messages from people, you know, when they text message, can people text message you pictures?
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah.
They can. So do me a favor. How about this, Paul? I'm going to have you. Are you calling me on a cell phone or a house phone?
Yes, I am. Cell phone.
Okay. So hang up. Take a couple pictures of that thing. Text it to GN. I'll take a look at the pictures, and we'll call you back, and we'll see if we can figure this thing out together before you go all MacGyver and break it.
Okay. This number?
No, you're going to text it to 312. Yeah, you're going to text it to 312-981-7200, And then, and we'll see your phone number on that, and then I'll have Lindsay call you back. I want a picture of the front, the side, and kind of look from the bottom up, too, okay?
Got it.
And then we'll call you back in a little bit. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, thanks, Lou.
All right, I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. So let's go to Burr Ridge, where Sue is on the line. Hey, Sue, you're on WGN.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing?
Good.
My question is, we moved into a townhouse. And I have a very large bathroom. It's 12 by 9 feet. And it looks like it's all marble, but I want to know, is there a way to tell if it's real marble or not real marble? And real marble, I looked it up, it says not to use bleach, vinegar, or anything citrus. What do I use on it? And is there a cleaner?
Yeah, you don't want to use any of those cleaners on there.
Yeah,
is there
what
a way,
do I it, use on it to clean it?
Well, there's a couple. I mean, you can use any kind of stone cleaner that you use for granite or anything like for instance, Granite Gold, who's a sponsor, they make cleaners that work really well. There's a brand that I've talked a lot about called Lundmark. That's a local Chicagoland company. They make a really nice marble cleaner. As far as whether or not it's real or not, you know, it's a very soft stone.
Right.
What color is it?
It's gray and white.
It's gray and white. Okay, so I mean, you know, if you see, you know, if it's a 12 by 12 tile or whatever, I mean, there's a good chance that it's marble, but I mean, you could take a picture of it. You could go to a tile store or something like that and say, hey, do you know what this is? And they could say, oh, that's, you know, like a very popular marble is cream.
We do have extra tiles that they left.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
So I could maybe just take an extra tile.
Yeah, right.
Because the floor in the shower has the grout. Some places are discolored.
Right.
And I was trying to figure out how to get that up.
With the discoloration of the grout, you can use something as simple as a solution of OxyClean and warm water and a little nylon scrub brush, and that will not damage the tile. You want to scrub it in there, let it sit for 5 minutes or so, and then scrub it again and rinse.
Okay, that sounds good.
And so that will work pretty well to clean that up. But with the marble, you have to be very careful with cleaners, because if you etch that marble with a very aggressive cleaner, you're never going to get that back unless you get a professional.
Yeah, that's what I was reading, and I was just like, right. And you know what? It wasn't until you started talking about marble the last couple of weeks that I thought to even look it up.
Right. It's a very soft stone, so you want to be very careful about the cleaners that you use.
Okay. This is going to be helpful because I can work on the grout and I can get some of this other. I didn't realize that like Granite Gold would be okay because I thought that was only for granite. So.
Right. No, it'll work on the marble too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
He went to the North Pole, he went to the South Pole, and he summited Mount Everest in the same year. What kind of crazy person does that? Eric Larson does, and he tells you why at 10:35.
It's your Saturday visit with John Williams at 10 on 720 WGN.
With dental implants from Eon Clinics, you'll start every day with a smile. Smile and stop trying to hide your mouth. Smile and eat your favorite foods again. The world is a better place when you start smiling again. For a free consultation, call 844-365-SMILE or online at eonclinics.com today. That's eonclinics.com. Dental implants from Eon Clinics. Smile for life.
Mike Kappel here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides American businesses with easy, cloud-based, premium accounting software and full-service payroll for up to 100 employees. Business owners love the simplicity, the price, and our U.S.-based support. And accountants love the powerful capabilities. Check out our nearly perfect 5 out of 5-star ratings.
Keep your time and money.
Hi. It's me, Lou Manfredini, for the Gilkey Window Company. Now, if you're in the market for new windows, the folks at Gilkey encourage you to shop around. That's right. Go look at the competition. See, they're confident that if you do your research, you're going to make the smart decision and choose Gilkey. Don't be fooled by the high pressure. Well, you know, today only. If you buy it today, I'm going to give you this great discount. Because for 40 years, Gilkey has let the quality of their windows speak for themselves. Right now, you can get up to 35% off on fiberglass or vinyl windows and doors. No interest financing for up to 12 months. If you'd like to learn more or to set up a free, no obligation, in-home visit and estimate, then all you got to do is give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or visit them online at gilkey.com. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini. Hey, I hit dripping in finesse. It don't
make no sense. I hit dripping in finesse. Welcome back.
House Smarts Radio with me,
Lou Manfredini on 7. Oh. You're,
All right.
Can we get you a donut?
Well, I mean, you make me do so much in this tiny studio. I just am one person.
I'm so sorry.
I'm kidding. Oh, speaking of donuts, though.
Hibachi! Guess they're here. Give the woman needs some sugar. There we go. John, thank you. Give her two. Give her two, please. Okay. Thank you for your donut. There she is. Okay, I'll keep talking. You keep eating. Here's our Noodaloo 2. Here's what I'm most excited about. It's a cool product. We had some friends for dinner last night, and this woman that my wife went to college with is super focused. It has come to her life that we have to be more focused on reusing stuff and recycling and not all this plastic stuff. Our Noodaloo 2 kind of is within that theme, but also how it was created and the kind of the antithesis for why it was created is pretty cool. It's a really neat idea, so take a listen.
When Susan Castriota was diagnosed with breast cancer, her daughter recommended she use glass microwave lids instead of potentially harmful plastic ones. So Susan created her own durable, safer glass designs. And guess what? It was such a hit, she went into her own business, which leads us here today to our new Noodaloo 2, Cucina Safe Lids. Cucina Safe Lids are made with strong, non-porous borosilicate glass. It won't hold on to odors, stains, or bacterias like plastics can, and unlike some plastic lids and wrap, the glass won't break down when it's heated. The vented lids can handle temps up to 450 degrees in the microwave or oven and are great for reheating, cooking, steaming, or to use as a splatter guard. Flip the deeper glass lid over and it can double as a baking dish, while the smaller lids can double as tops for pots and pans too. So they're super multifunctional and will most likely turn into one of those things in your kitchen that you just have to have readily available because you're going to use it so much. I mean, think about it. How many times do you cover things in the microwave or when you're trying to cook something on the stove? One lid starts at $18.99 on CucinaSafe.com, but they also come in sets. You can check out more at, again, CucinaSafe.com. They're also available on the Grommet and Amazon. That's this week's new Noodaloo 2.
Okay, now this is funny.
Waiting.
Okay. So, you know, I'm on Seattle Sutton. So I do a little microwave warming up, right? And what I'll typically do, not all the time, sometimes I put it in the oven, I kind of mix it up. And I also, because I like to cook, and so even though the food's prepared, I'll like, if something needs to be toasted, I'll toast that, or I'll go in the microwave, and I'll put a piece of wax paper over. But this is the funny part. Mary Beth and I were at this event Thursday night? Yeah, Thursday night. This friend of ours is running to be a judge, and they had an event, and we went to this event. And so I go, and people, you know, it's an area where you meet people that haven't seen you in a while. Oh, my gosh, you know, you lost all that weight. You look great, which is, that's not the point. But this woman that we know is a friend of my wife. She says, oh, my gosh, 1 year my husband went to a Halloween party dressed as Seattle Sutton. I go, what do you mean? So the actual Seattle Sutton, I don't know if you remember, but the TV ads she used to do, she had like a lab coat. And she had dark hair, and so her husband dressed up like Seattle Sutton. I burst out laughing because I'm going to do that. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the packages that they bring I'm going to ask the Seattle Sutton people to send me some packages with the lids without the food in it, you know, because it has the description. And I'm going to take the lab coat. I'm going to stick them on myself. I've always been the bear for Halloween, but I laughed out loud. That's funny.
It's a new year, new you, new
What does
Lou.
This have to do with our Noodaloo 2? Well, when I warm stuff up in the microwave, it's coming back. Here we come. Beep, 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 beep. I'm backing up. I take wax paper and I put it over the, you know, that's really the secret to microwaving. Did you know that? The secret to any kind of microwave warming is a piece of wax paper over what you're microwaving. Did you know that?
That's not good for this new Noodaloo 2 we're talking about right now.
No, no, no. But so that's the secret. But the thing is, then you tear the wax paper and you throw it in the part in the thing. With our Noodaloo 2, you put that over, and with the vented lid, that's even better than the wax paper.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
See how I bring that all around?
I do.
Right?
So good.
It's like a...
well-oiled like machine.
And they're not plastic. That's
no,
the thing,
it's
too,
right?
Right? It's glass.
That's the
cool.
biggest thing with, like, you
we
know.
We need to do more. You know, John, who brought you the donut, mm-hmm. I shared the story with him. He's had a couple of these recycling people on. We're talking about what you can recycle, what you can't recycle. And the fact is that we do it wrong, right? If you have a pizza box and it has grease in it, you can't do that. And, you know, he's had these experts on talking about, oh, you got to clean this and clean that. And the thing that I always remember from the conversations that he had is he had all these people talking about all the things you can and cannot do and how it's got to be clean, whatever. And then a guy that's driven a recycling truck for like 8 years calls in, like, I think from his truck. And he goes, you know, John, I back up to the center of the transfer site and I dump it. And the guy drives over it with his front end loader and it's dirty and nasty, whatever. So it's like we're doing all this work for what? We need to make better choices and of the products that we use and be able to reuse more. Our Noodaloo 2 is all about that, right? So Kushina Safe Lids. The website is CUCHINASAFE.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're going to take a quick phone call. Yeah? All right. Would you like to tell me who that is? I'm sorry? Mike in Winthrop Harbor. Hey, Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Moved into a single-story ranch, 1,400 square foot, about 2 weeks ago. Hadn't been lived in for a while, but they'd renovated the floors and walls and everything, paint mainly. And been there a couple weeks, all of a sudden there's ants around the dog dish. There's ants on the floor if you drop a crumb. Little brown ants. And never had a problem like this before. Any ideas? The basement's open, unfinished. What do you recommend?
It's not the house, Mike. It's the rain and the heat now. The ant problem this year has been crazy. I mean, people are just, you know, inundated with it. So I want you to do two things. There is a product by Bonide called Revenge, which is a shake that you're going to go around the perimeter of the house and shake it right against the foundation. And it's these little granules, and it's a food source for them on the outside. And it's a really good product. On the inside, I want you to use a product called Terro, T-E-R-R-O, Ant Bait Stations. Okay? These look like these little plastic trays, and on the end of it, there's a little twist-off, and it's got a little hole in it, and you place it by the dog bowl. The dog won't mess with it. It won't bother it. Any place you see them, and initially what's going to happen is you're going to attract more ants. In 2 to 3 days, ant problem solved. 2 to 3 days, ant problem solved.
I went to my Zion Ace, and I got those taros. I kind of hid them under the couches because we have a couple pups there. But they're okay by the food dishes, huh?
The dogs won't mess with it at all. And you need to do it where the ants are attracting. Underneath the couch is great, but you don't probably have ants under the couch.
That's true. What was that granule again? Can I get that name one more time?
Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E. Bonide is the maker, and the product is called Revenge. And the Zion Ace should have that too.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lou.
Michael, thanks so much for the phone call. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Have a question for Lou? Now's the time to do it. You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 8:09 in the morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by Design First Builders, by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, and by ComEd Powering Lives. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Lee, who is in Bartlett. Hey, Lee, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling about a thermostat that I actually received from you and Steve Cochran a couple years ago, the April Air Wi-Fi programmable thermostat.
Okay.
And I tried installing it in a new home that I just purchased, and I'm not getting power to it. The thermostat that was there had a battery in it. It was a Honeywell non-programmable, and I replaced it with another Honeywell programmable, but they have batteries, and this one doesn't have the April Air doesn't have a slot for a battery. So could you explain why some use batteries and some don't?
Well, the Wi-Fi thermostats typically don't have a battery because they just get the power from the furnace. It's the wires that are coming out, like the jump wires that come out. Some do have batteries, and that's how they work. But the thing is that if the power goes out, then your furnace isn't going to work, and then the Wi-Fi is not going to go out. The problem is, there's a bunch of different wires that obviously go in there, and you're following all the instructions. And Honeywell makes a bunch of them. I don't know which one you have. Do you happen
sure.
to know which one it is?
I do, but I basically have the white, yellow, green, and red wires, and there are four wires. Does that indicate that you have power from one of those wires?
Yeah. So the yes. So and then that the corresponding screws, terminals on the system go with those wires. But sometimes, depending on your setup, you may need a jump wire within the thermostat to bring the power over. And so it's a little short wire. There may be instructions in there, like if you don't have power to it, where they'll say, we need a jump wire, and you go from a terminal to another terminal to bring that power.
Sure. Well, it does contain a jumper in there, and I used it, but again, the thermostat just wouldn't power up. There was no activity on it. So
I mean, if all that is right, I mean, you could have a faulty thermostat.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, that's, they are mechanical, but I mean, again, without seeing it, you know, it's, and what you have, but if you have everything, here's what I would do is, you know, I'm sure the folks at American Weathermaker, since they're the ones that, you know, sent you the thing, if you called them, they could probably assist you a little bit and walk you through there. If it's a faulty system, you know, this is something that, you know, I'm sure they partnered with Honeywell on that they could probably, I'm not making any guarantees, but they could probably honor it with another one. And they're good people at American Weathermakers. I'm sure they would help you figure this thing out.
Wonderful. But the bottom line is four wires doesn't necessarily mean you have power or no power.
No. Four wires does mean you have power, but the thermostat right. itself may need to be jumped from one terminal to another to power it up.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Lou.
You got it. I appreciate you calling, Lee. Thanks so much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. What is she telling me here? Sorry. She's to Ron. I think I talked to Ron in Tinley Park, right? Hey, Ron. Oh, no, maybe not. Oh, Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I guess you said me say before the news, but the news always takes priority.
Not in my world, Ron. You take priority. You're number one to me. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I've got a brick paver patio I put in about 20 years ago or so, and it's usually looked pretty good, but I seal it every 3 or 4 years, something like that. And I sealed it last fall, and it looked like a nice tan. Now this spring, it's almost white. What do I do, and how do I get it? That's funny. When it rains, it's kind of come to a tan, but when it dries off, it's almost white.
Right.
What do I do?
When's the last time we cleaned this walkway?
Before I put the sealer on last fall.
Yeah. And after you, so now this problem you're having just occurred this year. In other words, after you sealed it, it was fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looked beautiful.
Okay. I think we probably need to go back. I mean, that sealer's probably done. You know, that you're probably getting a little, you get a little lift out of the sealer. You get a little, you know, change in coloration based on that. I would pressure wash it all. What kind of, what's the brand of sealer you use? Do you know?
I think it was at Rust-Oleum.
Okay. They make a nice product. There's also another company called Eagle that makes a really good sealer for brick pavers. And I'd clean it really well. You could either pressure wash. You could use a solution if you wanted to. One, you know, product that would work really well is there's a cleaner by Concrobium called Duo Blast, and it's their new version of a cleaner that used to be called Concrobium Mold Stain Eraser, which you can probably still find. You mix that with a gallon of hot water, and you can scrub it on if you don't want to do the pressure washing. And it does a really nice job. Duo Blast. And you can buy that in a gallon jug.
No way to scrub that on, right? I don't.
And you don't need to. You scrub it on, you rinse it, and then take a look at how it all looks, and then you put your sealer on after that.
Okay, or I can do the power wash, huh?
Correct. That's what I would do.
All right.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Thank you very much. Thanks from Tinley Park.
You got it. Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll be right back.
Hey, Sydney.
Hey, what?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lou.
Lou who?
Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm Gavin Afani.
Mustang Sally.
Jimenez. It sounds like you say that when you take off a Band-Aid.
Jimenez. Hibachi.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. I think the proper pronunciation is Jimenez. But I like how you say it.
Well, the correct pronunciation of hibachi is hibachi. Hibachi.
Whatever.
Love you. Mean it.
John is in Marengo. Hey, John, you are on WGN. Good morning.
We're thinking about having a porch built on.
Oh, hold on. I got to bring. Can we bring John up a little bit? He's a little low. John, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, go ahead, John.
I'll tell you what. I've got a pole barn, 40 by 80, and it's 12-foot ceilings. And I've got a problem with humidity. And if I run the humidity, I have a big overhead door. If I have a dehumidifier going, I'll lose that dry air. So I was wondering if ventilation would be better or what.
Wait. Hold on a minute. That doesn't make sense to me. You have a humidity problem.
Right.
And if you run a dehumidifier, you lose the dry air. If you run the humidity...
Well, I mean, if I open the overhead door to take my tractor out, everything is getting wet. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, and what's in this pole barn, like, normally?
Well, a bunch of steel equipment, stuff like that.
Okay, and is it...
And it sweats.
Concrete floor?
Yeah, concrete floor. I sealed it. I have an insulation barrier underneath the concrete, and
so there's nothing in there that's adding to the moisture.
No,
in there. Okay, and when I'm in the pole barn looking up there, and I'm looking up at the roof, you know, the framing of the roof. What am I seeing? Is it a peaked pole barn?
No,
I've
got a ceiling put in, and I've got insulation blown in the ceiling.
Oh, okay, so it's tight. What about the walls? Walls are insulated too?
Walls are insulated too, with plywood. I have insulation batting between and then I've got plywood on top of that.
All right. If it were me in a situation like that, I'd put a big old wall fan, like an industrial wall fan, on the back side of this.
Thing of it is, would I be pulling in the humid air then from outside?
Well, there's two ways to go here. hear me out. I'd put a fan in there, and I would put, and at the other end, I'd put a big old vent that you can open and close. Okay? And so on days when it's not like today, you keep that vent closed. And you need something that moves a lot of air. That's a big space. You may even need two of them, but you're going to need like a wall fan that's going to move 1,000 CFMs, if not more, and you might even need two of them. And they're going to run off of a humidistat. And on less humid days, you're going to go over. I assume that during the day, you're kind of in and out of this building,
right?
Correct?
Well, on the weekends, anyway.
Yeah. So on days that, I mean, you can even... you can even with that fan they have the venting that I want you to put there.
Right.
They have those that are motorized that based on the humidity level they'll open and close automatically.
Okay.
And
okay.
So you can set that up in such a way that you create a draft and pull it out of there, and have that fan just pull all that moist air out. And, you know, you must be on a high water table in there, and it's just, you know, a reality of the soil that's around there. But if you move that air.
I'm on a hill, actually. I'm on a hill.
Yeah, well, but if you're on a hill, the water above the hill, are you at the top of the hill or the mid-hill?
I'm
where
on
are
top
you?
Of the hill, yeah. I'm on yeah. top, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean,
and
obviously.
The other thing is, the concrete floor, I've got like 6 inches of insulation, actually 8 inches of insulation going around the perimeter of the floor.
On the walls, you mean?
Yeah.
On the walls?
I between the uprights, I packed it solid, and then a friend of mine, he poured a floor, and all the corners, he got cracks to the corners. So what I did is I put an extra layer all the way around so there was no corners for the concrete.
I mean, I have to believe that even with the... I have to believe it's all just coming up through the concrete because of the way you're describing everything with the walls. You're you know, pretty tight there, and so
yeah.
I think that if you do this fan idea and you put a vent on the other side that you can open and close on the weekends depending on what the... But the fan can just run all the time, and it'll draw air. It'll draw a little bit of air, and that's fine, but it's a fresher air that's not trapped, and so you'll see a huge improvement from that as well. Thanks so much, John, for the phone call. Hey, it's time now to hear from Lindsay and what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Can you say Mom Oasis? Tom just got in the most stunning selection of freestanding bathtubs in 5 different styles. It's an easy way to modernize and update the look of your bathroom, especially paired with one of the freestanding faucets he also carries. They say it's always about kitchens and bathrooms. Well, a sleek, seamless, freestanding tub sure heightens the bathroom appeal for me, as does the thought of some mommy time. Quality products, affordably priced, is why I'm always anxious to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Carol is in Palos Park.
I had gray horned owls in my backyard for over 16 years. And
who?
Gray horned owls.
Who?
Oh. You're a shit.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Stop. I just turned into like an old...
You're never gonna get
that's
my love.
That's just like a new dad jokes, right? That's me.
Who? Bad dad jokes.
Bad dad jokes. Wait, I got a bad dad joke.
Oh, good.
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually from someone you know.
Oh.
Ferguson, you have the rim shot ready? So Morty and Ina are driving. Morty and Ina are driving down south, and they're driving in the car. And all of a sudden, Morty sees hears the siren and the lights in behind the car. And Ina is hard of hearing, and he says, "Pull over! What'd you say? What? Pull over!" And the cop comes up to the thing and says, "Did you realize you were speeding?" And she turns to Morty and says, "What did he say?" He said, "Did you know you were speeding?" "No." "Can I see your license and registration?" "What did he say?" "License and registration." So she hands him the thing. And so he's looking, and he goes, "You were going pretty fast. You were going like 20 miles over the speed limit." "What did he say?" "He said you were going 20 miles over the speed limit." And finally he looks, he sees they're from New York. And he goes, "I see you're from New York." You know, I dated a woman years ago that was from New York. She was the most annoying woman I had ever met in my life. And Ina turns to Morty. What did he say? And Morty says, he said he thinks he knows you. That's funny. Yes,
that is funny. That's a good one.
That's from your father-in-law.
Classic from my father-in-law.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Dolores is in Palos Heights. Dolores, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a hot water tank that's about 15 years old. I was told that the faucet at the bottom of the water tank, if I hook up a garden hose and open the faucet and drain out all the bottom of the water, there's sediment in there, and that would prolong the longevity of my hot water tank. And I asked my son to do it, and he says, that's crazy, Ma. What do you think?
Well, it's not crazy, Ma, but the thing is, with a 15-year-old heater, if you've never done it before, it probably does little or nothing. There is sediment that goes there, and the real trick in all of this is to do it initially. So, in other words, when that water heater went in 15 years ago, once a year, you hook up that garden hose and you drain it a little bit because that sediment is kind of loose. It hasn't calcified and become really hard. The risk you have in all of this is the fact that when you open up that faucet, it may leak on you because it's probably never been opened, right?
Oh,
and so
no.
you may it's not a guarantee, but you may all of a sudden go, okay, I got some stuff out of there, but now it won't turn off and it's leaking. Look what I did.
Oh.
If it were me, Dolores, I would just the average water heater lasts 10 years.
Wow. So
you're
I'm
5 years.
Past my due date.
You're past your due date, and so you can do one of two things. You can wait for that to fail, or you can plan to replace it, you know, maybe in the next couple years, and then not have any problems.
Okay,
and probably end up saving some money as opposed to, you know, having it come when it's an emergency, all of a sudden it's a Tuesday night. And
yeah,
you know,
no
you got to call the plumber, and I need him there next thing in the morning to do that. So 15 years, you got your money's worth out of it, and I think that you know, maybe over the next couple of years, maybe plan to have it replaced. Thanks so much for your phone call.
Now back to Lou Macchiadini right here on Smarts Radio.
Here at the House Smarts Radio. Beautiful hot day today. It seems like it either rains or it's a gazillion degrees, right? I mean, it's unbelievable what this weather has been like. I mean, I think for a lot of people working in and around your homes, it's driving us all crazy. But it is also a time to do a lot of barbecuing, which is one of my favorite things to do. But there's a bunch of barbecuing that's going on today that is going to help the USO. And joining me on the phone line right now is J.C. Phelan, who's the president of Jack Phelan Chevrolet and Jack Phelan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Full disclosure, I know J.C. Phelan as part of my work that I do with the Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers, and I'm also a customer of Jack Phelan Chevrolet. J.C., good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear from you. I hope you and your family are doing well and business as well. You own a couple of different dealerships, but you're part of the larger Chicago Automobile Trade Association. And this year, once again, you guys are involved in raising funds for the USO. Tell me and our listeners a little bit about what's going on today.
Yeah, so going back 7 years ago, a local car dealer had the idea of starting out a barbecue at our lots to raise some funds for the USO of Illinois. And it started as just, you know, a few dealers with a barbecue and a few of their customers and throwing some money into a tin can and just really trying to help the troops. And 7 years later, we've raised over $750,000 collectively, and it's really morphed into something totally different where, you know, you've got all sorts of giveaways, you've got games for the kids. Sometimes some dealers have their local police or fire department bring vehicles for the kids to sit in, and it's right. really turned into just a really neat community experience, and really speaks to the vital role that the dealers in Chicagoland play in the community.
And this is something, you know, here you guys are, you know, obviously many of you are in competition with each other, you know, selling different brands and whatever, but this is an opportunity for your industry to come together, not unlike what happens, you know, at the auto show, right? That the auto show is something that you guys collectively come together. It's interesting to me when people probably don't realize this, but the Chicagoland Automobile Trade Association employs over 20,000 people throughout Chicagoland. So, I mean, this is an industry where a lot of people work in it, and the opportunity, I would imagine, you as a dealer owner to kind of all come together for a common mission and have such great success has got to be not only rewarding for you, but for the people that work at your dealerships and all the dealerships throughout Chicagoland.
Yeah, that's a great point. So this year we've got over 115 new car dealers in Chicagoland, and you can go to drivechicago.com to find your local dealer that is close to you that's convenient to come out today. But really what's really neat about it is, you know, this is a process that takes a couple months to plan for the individual dealers, and you can't do it without a great group of employees. And on a personal note, you know, our employees are working real hard to put this together. Their families come and help out today. It's really something that's it warms the heart a little bit, and it's really yeah. nice to be a part of it. And what else is better than supporting the troops?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to think that, you know, with the contributions that you're going to make, you know, and today with this kind of dealership-wide barbecue with the new car dealers, you're able to support like 326,000 service members and their families. So, I mean, that is amazing. And you guys have, I mean, the month just started. It says here that you've already raised a bunch of money to get the things going. So if people want to come, you said they can go to drivechicago.com to find the details, but literally they just come, enjoy the barbecue. If they'd like to make a donation, how does it all work?
Yeah, so each store kind of handles it a little bit differently, but once you get to the dealership, I mean, there's no obligation to make a donation. If you can, it's great. If you can't, that's okay too. It's really just, typically we just have a, you know, a box that people throw whatever they feel comfortable putting in, and they can stay all day. They could grab a hot dog and take off. It's really up to the individual person or family. So there's no pressure to it. It's just a nice, enjoyable day.
Yeah. I mean, my recommendation for anybody going is that I would go have a hot dog, have a hamburger, maybe something to drink, and then buy a new car. I mean, that's just me, JC. I'm just throwing that out there. No obligation. But I think that if I could buy a new car and get lunch, I mean, what's better than that?
Yeah, perfect. That's a great idea.
I know that you've got two dealerships. You've got the Dodge dealership and the Chevy dealership. Both of those are participating, I assume?
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've got, you know, all sorts of raffle prizes, gift cards from local restaurants, coffee shops, some giveaways from the dealership, typical all-American barbecue, kind of like everywhere else, burgers, dogs, brats,
that's awesome.
Some games for the kids. You know, it's just
that's awesome.
It's a fun day.
Yeah, I think that you know, for many of us, and you and I know each other, you know, the idea to give back and to do something as worthwhile as helping the USO, and to see the dealer group coming together, all the new car dealers, you know, it doesn't matter what brand it is, you know, coming together to participate in this really says a lot about your industry and the giving back. And boy, I just want you guys to have a successful day today and keep doing what you're doing all the time, because that kind of giving back is good for business. It's good for everyone that works there, and it's good when you put your head down to sleep at night to say, you know, it's not just about selling cars and fixing cars and that kind of stuff, which is important stuff. I mean, it's a business, right? But when you can use that kind of footprint that you all have combined, all these dealers, to help out the USO, that's a, to my book, that's a win-win.
Yeah. And if for some reason you can't make it out today, we're going to run this program for the entire month. So we're not going to have the barbecue every day, but we're going to have the be accepting donations for the entire month of July. So if you'd like to support the USO, find your local dealer at drivechicago.com and stop in and make a donation. There's also a social media campaign aspect to this, tagging some pictures from your from the barbecues today. The hashtag is BBQ4Troops. That's the number four. So it's BBQ, the number four, Troops. And you have a chance to win the ultimate backyard barbecue. Real Urban Barbecue has been a big partner in this, and they're willing to host a backyard barbecue at someone's home and come right there and have a special guest of Blackhawks ambassador Chris Chelios. And there's more info on that at Drive Chicago's Facebook page.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. But again, this is just for me, but today would be the day that you could get lunch and buy a new car and help the USO. That's kind of like a three-tiered thing. I'm just throwing that out there. You didn't say it, JC. I did.
All right. I agree with you.
JC Phelan, president of Jack Phelan Chevrolet and Jack Phelan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, as well as a board member of the Chicago Automobile Trade Association. Today, 110 Chicagoland new car dealers are firing up their grills to host the USO barbecue for the troops. It's a fundraiser, and it's a partnership with the Chicago Automobile Trade Association. You can learn more at drivechicago.com. Don't burn the burgers, okay? That's my only thing. Make sure that they're tasty.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Lou.
You got it. Thanks, JC. Always nice to talk with you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after that.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You've got your radio tuned in to House Smarts Radio. How smart are you? I mean, if you're like me, probably not too much. So you need to give Lou a call. And lucky for you, he's taking your calls right now, live right here on House Smarts Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna
welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. My thanks to J.C. Phelan and all the Chicagoland new car automobile dealers participating in this barbecue today. Get out there and go eat some burgers and hot dogs and buy a new car while you're there. I would prefer that you buy the Chevy over anything else. Let's go to Portage, where Linda is on the line. Linda, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Good to talk to you. I love your show. Love you and Lindsay.
Thank you very much. How can we help you?
We live in a bi-level. We have a wooden railing outside on the stoop, and I have to paint it every single year. I listen to you all the time, so I have thoroughly washed it after I've scraped it. I've sanded it so that the pores are open. I've tried using latex paint. I've tried using oil-based paint. Every year, though, the paint flakes, and I've got to repaint. Do you have any suggestions?
What side of the house is this on?
It's on the east side.
And what's the A? It's wood, right?
Right. And it was treated wood. Our neighbor put it in for us after the cast iron fence railing broke.
Okay.
I would say it's been there maybe 12 years.
Yeah. I mean, my guess is the reason why it keeps peeling is with the treated lumber, depending on the, you know, what's in there, it's constantly wicking out the treatment that's getting on the back of that film. And, mm-hmm. you know, now, I mean, how many layers of paint are on this thing?
Well, not too many, because I have to scrape it every year.
Oh, and you get it, and you scrape it down to almost bare wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really a pain every year. I mean,
yeah, we need to get a primer on there.
The most serious problem in the world. It's just an irritation.
No. Understood. So we need to get a primer in there that's going to really get in there and coat it and kind of dig in. So what I would probably do is, again, you're going to attack this with the scraper and go at it. Then I want you to use the solvent-based stain-killing primer by Bin called Bullseye. Now, there's a bunch of different Bullseye primers, but this is the solvent-based product, not latex. Okay. And it's stinky, and it's perfect for outside. So you want to be in a well-ventilated area. Do all your scraping and your sanding like you did before. Mm-hmm. Prime it with this product. Let it dry, typically a couple of hours. And then after that, I would just use a paint and primer in one exterior that's going to hold up really well. Quite frankly, the product that Ace makes, their Clark & Kensington exterior paint and primer, is probably one of the better finishes out there. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people know that, but it really is a good paint. And if we're just talking about a rail here, you could probably get away with a quart size. But if you do that combination, you should get more than just a year or so where you have to redo this all the time.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling this morning, Linda. Have a great day. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Neil is in Buffalo Grove. Hey, Neil, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
The problem is our concrete driveway and sidewalk going from the driveway to the front stoop has settled over time. And so I know there's mud jacking, and then there's this thing poly-level, so trying to figure what the difference and one's better. And I've gotten some quotes that are all over the place, so I'm trying to determine what are good questions I need to ask the contractor.
So the biggest confusion you're going to get in all this is that they're both going to tell you that their system is the best, okay?
Right.
And they're going to argue that, well, you know, I've been doing this mud jacking, whatever, and the poly level, this and that. So the poly level in this area, that's a PermaSeal. They're the poly level guys, and there may be some other ones out there, but they're the ones kind of really doing a lot of this.
Okay.
Mud jacking, the whole thing with mud jacking is you got to put a fair amount of slurry in there and add a lot of added weight to kind of build it up, okay? And so it tends to be a little sloppier, and there's no, it's not as precise as this poly level. With this expanding foam, what happens is, it's like this industrial strength foam that they put a little bit in there, they allow it to expand, and they can literally within an eighth of an inch get it right where it needs to be and then stop. And it doesn't put a lot of added weight to the area where you've gotten this area to lift it up. And so because the foam kind of fills that up and dries rather quickly, You get stabilization more quickly than you would with mud jacking. And my experience has been, since I've been exposed to this poly level system and what they're doing, my opinion, it's better than traditional mud jacking. Neil, thanks so much for the phone call. Bumping up against time here. Quick break, and then we'll get to news.
Without further ado, here's Lou.
That's my family. They're big Lou fans. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above.
I'm telling you, the best part is your husband's voice. Losers.
I couldn't say it. It's my husband's side.
You wanted to, though. Welcome back. Welcome back, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. This hour of our show is brought to you by Builder, oh no, Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace, Dykstra Home Services, and by Ace Hardware, as well as our friends at PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Plainfield, where Lily is on the line. Lily, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you. Is it okay on speakerphone?
You sound okay, sure.
We have a house about 20 years old that has a fiberglass tub and a fiberglass shower base, and we've tried all kinds of stuff to clean it up, and nothing is working well. But I know that you will know what works well.
You said it's about 25 years old?
20, more like 20.
Okay. So what happens, Lily, over time with fiberglass, you know, there's a gel coat over the top of it. It's not unlike what's on the side of a boat. And that gel coat over time, depending on what you was used, you know, with cleaning things, products and whatever, can start to break down that gel coat and you lose that shine. I can probably help you get it clean, but I probably can't get that shine back without having it refinished over the top of that. One of the things that I would try is, I've talked a lot about the fact that you can buy these nylon brushes to go on the end of a cordless drill. So it's a scrub brush that you put on the end of a cordless drill, and now you've got the power of that drill and this nice brush to help scrub. And a product that will do a really nice job on fiberglass is a cleaner called Challenger. Okay? Now, it is a concentrated, strong cleaner. So I want you to thin it a little bit with some water. I don't want you to use it full strength. Maybe not 50-50, but maybe like 60% Challenger, 40% water. You know, put that in a bucket and then dip that brush from the cordless drill and then use that to start scrubbing the walls and the tub and whatever. It will get it clean. And the other thing is, this cleaner, I want you to make sure you're wearing gloves and some kind of eye protection. When it's diluted, it's not as strong, but it's still a strong chemical, and I don't want you to get it in your eyes, okay?
Okay.
Scrub it. Scrub it. Let it sit there for 5 minutes or so. Scrub it again, and then rinse it. That's as good as it's going to get.
Okay. And Challenger can be purchased at Ace?
It can.
Because I have not seen it anywhere.
It's in the cleaning aisle, comes in a, there's a quart bottle and a gallon jug, and if they don't have it at your Ace, it is in the Ace warehouse, and maybe you could ask them to bring it in.
Okay, I thank you very much. I love listening to you.
You're so nice. Thanks, Lily. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is the number. Bob is in Cary. Bob, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Will. I've got a question. I have a brand new tiled shower in our master bath, and we did the whole bathroom, the walls, everything. I mean, I had it done. And
nice.
I watched the guy when he did the chair rail, and it got to the end, and it kind of stuck out a little bit by the trim. And he used appliance touch-up paint, white, just to paint that little end piece that he had cut. So after he's done and that, we let it sit for at least a week. We sealed it up, everything. And now we're using it. And I noticed in the corner of the shower, there's like a black mark. I tried to like scrub it off with a magic eraser, nothing. So I went and bought the same exact touch-up appliance paint that he had and in white, and I touched it up, and now it turned gray.
Mm.
What can I do? And
okay.
Can I scrape that paint off without ruining that tile?
Yeah, so So the chair rail you're talking about, you use like a tile chair rail.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, porcelain, I guess, or ceramic.
Right, and are you happy with when he painted the end of it? It looks fine?
Yeah, it's bright white, just like the tile, okay. The chair rail. It looks
right.
Awesome.
And the black mark, before you did this appliance paint, could you feel it with your finger? Could you?
No.
Look
like,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Lou. There's a little delay there. It almost looked like when he made his cuts and put them into the corner, Like it's like pigment in the tile. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. I want you to go get a small plastic putty knife.
Okay.
Plastic putty knife has a nice, a sharp edge on it, but obviously it's not, it isn't, you know, like a metal putty knife. And at the same time, I want you to get a flat razor scraper. You know how those razor scrapers, you can put a razor blade in and you pop them out and you got the flat blade of the razor?
Yep.
Start with the plastic putty knife and see if you can remove this paint. Then, and hopefully you can do that with that. If not, you're going to go at it with the razor blade flat on the tile. And you're just going to try and gently scrape it. That cut mark, if it's right at the end of the tile, could actually just be a metal residue from the blade when he cut it. And you may be able to just scrape that off and be done with it.
Okay.
Keep the blade flat, nice and easy, and you should be able to get it off.
Okay. Can you explain why that touch-up paint turned gray? Because I went over
because the mark because the mark because the mark bit. Yeah, the mark is black.
Okay.
You put the white over it and you made gray.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's not those touch-up kits are not, you know, it's not like paint where it's got like a stain sealer or whatever. It's really, you know, that's why, like, if you were touching up a sink, you'd do several. When you put that first coat on a like a cast iron sink, it's gray because the black is coming through. And you got to do layer after layer after layer. But my guess is if you went and did more layers, it would build up, and then you'd be really unhappy with that.
That's the problem. Now we can see it. Your eye really
Correct.
Draws to it. And of course,
right.
the wife
right.
is looking
Terrible.
At me. What is
try-
wrong with you?
Right. Going, look what you did. Look what you did. So try this scraping thing, and I think you'll solve the problem. Don't put anything on it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. I appreciate you calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's 9:18 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We will be right back.
You know the age-old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix
we
it.
We have old windows, so the cat's wrong.
But if it is broke, you can always call Lou.
I have a storm door with a screen rip. Could that be replaced?
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, don't forget you can follow me on Instagram. There's actually two addresses. If you want to see the things that I smoke on my Traeger, you would follow me at Lou Manfredini on Instagram. But if you want to see really good home improvement content and you're not quite, you're a vegetarian or a vegan and you could care less about a good smoked brisket, you can just go to at HouseSmartsTV, which is another Instagram account where we're taking a bunch of the content that we have shot over the past 13 years for House Smarts TV and posting it, and I think you'll find it super useful and helpful as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Mary is on the line. Mary, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. I want to congratulate you on your weight loss.
Oh, thank you very much, Mary. I feel great. That's nice of you to say.
But that isn't what I'm calling. We have 100 steps down to our water from our house.
Okay.
And we have 4x4 posts, quite a few of them, with a side rail of wood that's 2x6s. And we had a huge limb fall from a tree a couple years ago that took out part of the railing. Our problem with that, a 2x6 wood, we would get splinters. So I stuck some plastic, those plastic corner things you can put on drywall.
Oh, yeah.
And covered that like probably 15 years ago, and it looks terrible. But with those, with the 2x6s that were taken out by the fallen tree limb, we need to do something for a railing. And we're having a hard time trying to figure out if we just add more 2x6s and put something on top of that. What would you suggest that isn't outrageous? You know, we looked into like a composite product, and it's sort of expensive just to put a top rail on.
Yeah. Okay, so so you got the steps coming down. Is it basically a straight shot, or does it crisscross back and forth?
It's sort of, no, it
goes to a landing and then goes again.
Yeah, there's a landing halfway down. We call it the cardiac arrest point.
you're getting your steps in. Okay, but wait. So the 4x4s, the only thing that the 4x4s are doing is helping probably a little bit to support the stringers of the steps themselves, but it's supporting this rail, which is like a 2x6 on edge that's like screwed to the side?
Yes. And see, the top of that wood, the 2x6s, we were getting splinters, and we didn't know mm-hmm. what to cover it with.
What if we had like a steel company come and put a metal pipe rail on top of that?
A metal pipe rail. Would it be too expensive, do you think?
No, I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, Mary, if you go and do all this, you know, wood, whatever, and it's sitting outside, it's just you're going to continue to get the splinters, right? Because you're going to have to sand it and doing that. You could have a steel company come out and, I mean, I know there's some, I don't know of any specifically in Elkhorn, but I know there's some like in McHenry County, there's a company called Adams Steel in McHenry that they could build a pipe rail. They could attach these, you know, the pipes coming down and attach it to the 4x4s.
Right
along the side there. And now you got a nice steel rail that you could paint. You know, I mean, you could spend a fortune and make it stainless steel or aluminum, whatever. I would just make it a steel pipe rail and paint it, you know, wrought iron black or whatever color you want. You could, you know, and then you won't get any splinters and it'll hold up really well.
Okay. Thanks so much for your suggestion, because we were thinking a rope, you know, we thought, oh, that's expensive too, drilling holes through the, you know.
I wouldn't do that. I would do a nice solid metal pipe rail, because then what that's going to do is not only give you something to grip, but it's by tying it into each one of the posts, it's going to give it strength. So, you know, as you're coming down there, if you slip or you need to steady yourself a little bit, it's going to hold up really well for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you so much for calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll be right back.
Phyllis, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini.
We have been plagued with fruit flies.
And House Smarts Radio.
We've apple cider vinegar. We've crushed bananas. I've sprayed them with Windex when I see them.
Now back to your host till 10, Lou.
Are you watching My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Is that what you were doing from that scene where you just spray everything with Windex?
Right here on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
It was early that morning, about 4:45.
Welcome back. Fruit fly. Don't bother me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. John Williams coming your way at 10 o'clock this morning, so please stay tuned for the John Williams experience. I like the Maple Walker Joe Brand, the one and only Joe Brand. I like that. Is that something that Joe like put out there, like, please only address me as the one and only?
No.
I like that. No, I like it. It's kind of like I'm picturing when Joe does it. He's got like a shirt and he opens it up, the one and only.
Just know, Maple, the check is in the mail.
Okay.
Great. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Remember, Joe, when we first started working together, I was a little worried that you didn't have enough syllables in your last name?
Yeah, I'm so glad we've gotten past that.
Right. Well, because I came out of Sam Panionovich, right? I mean, it's like more syllables than the body can say.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, and filling in today is Joe Brand. It was like, what? Wow.
What do we do with all this extra time?
Right. You could do more sports, because by the time I got to the end of Panionovich, right, we had to take a break. Worked out great.
Worked out great for you.
Yeah. The one and only. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job, Maple. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joe, another Joe, is in Muskegon. Hey, Joe, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for talking to me this morning. I have to replace my roof. I've been listening to you for a long time. I know I need to tear it all off. I need a quality contractor. What I'm interested in is what you recommend for good brands of asphalt roofing.
A great source for you, I don't have a specific person for Muskegon, but a national resource for you when it comes to choosing a roofing contractor is a website, nrca.net, the National Roofing Contractors Association website. And there you can plug in your zip code, and some of their members, quality members that work in your area, might be a place for you to get multiple bids. Now, here's the thing. A lot of shingles that are out there right now, they're very similar. Everybody's going to say, mostly a roofer will say, oh, I only use Owens Corning, or I only use Tamco, or I only use Elk, whatever it might be. I'm less concerned with the manufacturer, and I'm more concerned with the installer. And if you have the opportunity, Joe, to get what they called a factory authorized or factory trained installation, you pay a little bit more, but here's the benefit to that. Let's say 5 years from now, there's some problem with the shingle due to manufacturing. And literally almost every manufacturer has had some issue, right? And they say, oh, well, here's a shingle. You get 35-year warranty, whatever. The dirty little secret in roofing is the average life of a roof is 13 years. And so if you had some warranty claim, they would come and say, okay, Joe, yeah, you're right, our shingles failed. And the cost of your materials was X. I'm going to say, let's say it's $2,000. But you've had them on here for, 5 years, so we're going to prorate that. Here's a check for $500.
Right. It's just like car batteries.
Like car batteries. Exactly, right? But if you do the factory installed and or factory trained, different manufacturers call it different things, the labor's included.
Okay.
All right?
All
tear
right.
it off. I want in Muskegon. I want ice and water shield on the roof underneath it, and I want two rows. So I want to go up about 60 inches with the ice and water shield or winter guard, whatever manufacturer it is, I don't care, to protect you from ice dams, and then a good shingle with a really good installer.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Joe, have a great day. Appreciate you calling. 312-981-7200. Pat is in Burr Ridge. Pat, good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's so nice to talk to you.
You as well. How can I help you?
Well, I moved into a townhouse about a year ago. It shares one wall. My neighbor is delightful. I never hear anything. I never hear TV or voices. The only thing I hear in my kitchen is I can hear when her cabinet doors close in the kitchen. Now, she has a soft close. I do not. I can't tell if I can hear her actual cabinet or if it's my cabinet's kind of reacting. You know what I mean?
She has soft closed doors, and you're hearing that?
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe it's my cabinet that's kind of being bumped a little bit or rattling a little bit when hers closed. Because I don't have soft closed.
Right, but what doesn't make sense with that is that the soft closed, you shouldn't hear anything at all.
Well,
and yours shouldn't rattle because hers are soft clothes.
Yeah, and they're not hitting hard, supposedly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
and otherwise,
odd.
I don't hear anything. So it can't be that it's, just no insulation in there because I don't
and
hear
it's
TVs
just
or voices.
The, wait. Let me ask you this. On that wall that you hear it, is that wall also where you have a range?
No, but she has her sink on her wall and I think her dishwasher. But I do not. Mine is just the counter and the cabinets.
So on the other side of this wall is her sink and her dishwasher.
Yeah.
Does she have a range on that wall?
I don't think so. I think hers is on a different wall.
Because I'm wondering if... did you say you're in a townhome or a condo?
Townhome.
Okay, I'm wondering if she has a range on that wall, and she has an exhaust hood over the top of it, and if that exhaust hood vents outside, that rattling you're hearing could be the little damper on the exhaust hood when it's windy that's rattling, and you hear that.
I didn't think of that. Oh, that could be.
Because the metal, and it wouldn't surprise me if maybe you're even sharing a pipe, probably not, but a venting pipe going out. But it could be that. If you want to test the idea, it makes no sense that your cabinets are rattling. But if you wanted to just dispel that theory, take some painter's tape and tape your cabinet shut.
Oh, good point. Yeah, I could.
And then if you still hear it, I mean, then you can start to eliminate what you think it might be and then go from there. But it could be, doesn't make sense if she has soft closed cabinets that you're hearing it. It wouldn't surprise me if you, and are you friendly with this neighbor?
Oh, yeah, she's delightful.
Okay, so here's what I would do. If you go over to her unit and just say, oh, you know, I got this thing, what's going on? If that range is over there, take a look like at the cabinet up above and just kind of lightly tap on the cabinet and or the vented pipe there. And if all of a sudden you hear the same thing, that could be the source of the noise.
Okay. All right. And I'll also tape the cabinets and just make sure that's not it.
Right. You're going to be like Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah. I'm not that smart, so I'll figure it out.
Thanks, Pat.
I appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great day. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
I like that lady. I have a specific role in her life. I'm how-to. When I get a how-to question, I call you. And that's it. Then I don't want to talk to you. I need a how-to. I call you, and then I'm done. Welcome back, how-to. Let's go to Plainfield, where Dave is on the line. Dave, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hey, Lou. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, yeah, you know what? I got a home that was built in 06. It's a walkout, and I'm having an issue with the sinks upstairs off the master bedroom. Okay, in the master bathroom, there's a sink to the left, and then the bathtub in the center, and the sink to the right. Now, anytime you run the water on both of them, it doesn't matter at what time, it makes a real loud rattling noise when you shut the sink off. And it sounds like pipe rattling, but you really hear it down below in the living room. And I obviously can't get to the plumbing because there's a vanity underneath there. And so I was just wondering, is it some kind of loose piping in the wall? Because it's a real loud rattling.
Has this been, how long has this been going on?
Okay, house was built in 06. I could notice it, I think, about 3 years later.
Okay.
So maybe in 09 or 10.
Okay, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
I want you to shut the main water valve off in the house.
Okay.
Then I want you to open every faucet in the house, those vanities, the tub, the shower, every bathroom, flush every toilet. Climb every mountain. What's that song from? Remember that song? So you're going to do all that. What is that from? What is that from?
The Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Oh, my mind works in a weird way. It's a weird. It's not easy to be me or to be around me.
Just 1 minute I'd like to spend in there.
What? I think it'd be overwhelming, really. So you're going to open everything up. You're going to let everything drain, and then you're going to go back and close everything. So you won't have to close the toilets, obviously. But you're going to turn all the valves on. Then you're going to slowly turn the main back on.
Okay.
That is actually going to recharge the hammer loops that you have. It's a water hammer, and there's these compression chambers that are behind the wall that you don't see typically, that over time they lose some of the air that's in it. You're actually putting air back in the system by doing this.
Oh, wow.
No, this is good. Then at the vanity and all those faucets, you may have to take the aerators off, because when you go back and turn it all on, it's going to spit and sputter, and it's going to loosen up some sediment, and it'll clog those screens. So you just want to rinse those out. Flush the toilets again to get the water, you know, getting through there. And I bet you'll solve the problem without calling a plumber.
Okay. And I do that even on the first floor of toilets and all
everything.
That. Everything.
Dave, what did we say you're going to do?
Oh, okay. So I, after I shut the water off, the main.
No. You're going to climb everyone, right? Everyone.
Oh.
Everything. You got a basement sink?
No. Not okay. A basement, no.
High to low, everything open.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Hey, that's great. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Thank you.
I'm calling the plumber.
You absolutely. Yeah, you should solve the problem. Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back. Ooh, it's time for Lou's last call. Thank you so much for listening. Lindsay for producing. Bob Ferguson for doing all the button pushing, which I so appreciate. Maple on the news and the one and only Joe Brand on sports. Let's go and talk to Tim, who's in Chicago. Tim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
We inherited a washer when we bought the house 5 years ago. And no matter how much we wash or dry with a dryer sheet, our clothes come out sour. And when you start the washer, it smells like sewage in the laundry room. I called the manufacturer. They said that there's a product and there's a self-cleaning feature, and you use this Afresh, and it's supposed
Afresh,
to get rid
right.
of it. Now, does that work, or is there something like maybe in the ejector pit that's backing up gas or in the lines, or what's your thoughts on that?
Is this, I didn't hear it first, Tim, is it a front-loading system?
It's a top-loader.
It's a top-load. And so, yeah. And when it drains into, you know, when it drains, does it drain into a Geiger box in the wall, or does it go into a sink?
It goes into a PVC pipe that goes into the ejector pit.
And then that goes into the ejector pit. And is the ejector pit, it's an ejector pit or a sump pump pit?
It's an ejector.
And the top is sealed?
Top is sealed. Now, when it's filling is when it starts to smell. Like, you know, when you first start the load and it's filling up, it smells like sewage. Like, it smells really bad. Hmm. And then our clothes come out sour.
Yeah.
And
you've been using this how long?
Well, since we bought the house in 15, and the clean light is on, and I never knew about it until I called the manufacturer.
Let me ask you one more thing. The hoses that feed it, they come out of that same pipe like next to it?
No, they come out of the wall.
You come out of the wall. All right, here's what I want you to test first. Okay. I want you to turn the water off to both those hoses, and I want you to disconnect those hoses from the back of the washing machine.
Okay.
Then I want you to take a 5-gallon bucket. You know, you may have to move the washing machine to do that. And I want you to fill the 5-gallon bucket with each one of these hoses and tell me if it smells.
Okay.
If it doesn't smell, okay, then we've localized that it's a problem with the washing machine. If it does smell, you may need to change out those hoses.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so if it smells, we change the hoses. If it doesn't smell, then it's something inside the washing machine, and you could try the Afresh system, which does pretty well, and pay attention to any rubber gaskets that may be around, in particular at the top, you know, the drum that rocks around. There's a rubber gasket typically there. You may need to pop the top off of there and clean that as well. There could be mildew and mold in there.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Give that a shot. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks so much, John. I appreciate you calling this morning. And I appreciate all of you listening to House Smarts Radio as well. Thanks so much for joining us every Saturday morning. John Williams is standing by. Hello, John.
That's a tough one. I'm thinking maybe you just need to buy a new washing machine.
Well, that would be what the appliance stores would want you to do, but I bet it's just the hose issue.
Yeah. How are you, Mr. Manfredini?
I'm great. I feel great. I'm good. All good. And I had a long discussion, I don't know if you heard about it, with some friends of mine about recycling and the few conversations that you've had on the air with your expert that you have every now and then, who's great.
Who ticks everybody off.
Right. She says, no. And... it's, you know, a lot of people are really focused on it,
as they should be.
And one of the things that I started to talk about, there is a manufacturer now that soon, or they have developed now, aluminum cups to be used at, like, big sporting events.
Oh, and then we'd recycle those?
Right, because aluminum evidently has the highest, return on... you know, when you use it and like the percentage of it that gets reused. It's like 80% of all aluminum
right. People
that's
got
created
that.
Or something, right?
Pretty easy.
It's cool.
And I didn't know until, I'd say within the last year or so, that your coffee cups, your Starbucks, your Dunkin' Donuts, those are not recyclable.
Right.
Pizza boxes, not recyclable. A lot of things that are recyclable are not. That
and
you
we're
think
not giving
are recyclable
up pizza.
Or not. I know. I got to talk on the radio, sir. You have to
As
go away.
I.
Bye, Mr.
See
Fix-It. It's always a pleasure to listen to and talk to Lou Manfredini.